You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to EMG Radio, episode number 38. This is your host, Randy, and first we're going to open up with a track from Reapers called Novaria. It's the title track from their new EP, and really that's what the show's all about. We're going to play that track, and then we're going to go to the live Q&A section that we streamed on our YouTube channel last week. We did like a live streaming listening party. We streamed the whole EP. Well, the EP is out now. You can get it on cassette if there's still cassette available. You'll hear us talk about that a little bit later. Or you can download it. I believe it's at a name your price. So if you want to be a real cheap ass, you can even get it for free. Really, though, it's a solid EP. You should throw Reapers a bone, a couple bones. So we're going to go ahead and trim out the music section. We will lead off, like I said, with the title track. And then it'll cut right to the Q&A. We're going to go ahead and cut out the introduction before we stream the music because it was a little awkward and we might as well just get right to the Q&A. That's where all good meat is anyway. Now you can get their EP at reapers.bandcamp.com and also check out their site, reapersband.net. Without making you wait any further, here's some music and then we're going to go to the live uncut Q&A. Yeah, that was awesome, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
We have lots to talk about.
Yeah. Seven songs.
What?
I said seven songs.
No. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, for sure. Seven songs. The first thing I wanted to mention, I wanted to ask about, it kind of came up during the EP, in the chat room, is you've got a new track, cover, several remixes, but I thought the EP really like retains its own sound from your first EP. Did you want to talk about that a bit?
I think that part of why that is just. The remixes that the other guys did, they're all using parts of, you know, the existing tracks. And then I think the important thing about the two remixes that I did, and something that I think I want to keep across the board for all Reaper's remixes, is to me there are like two defining features of the band. It's Randy's vocals and just the arps and the instrumentation that we use. So by like neither of those two songs had Randy's vocals in them, obviously, to begin with. But there was like a choiry part in Xenostasis in the original, and the hybrid, it was all vocoder. So what I did was I had Randy sing it on the hybrid, and then I ran that through vocoder also. And then Xenostasis, I had her sing the actual choir part like 8 times and mix it in there. So that they maintain the Reaper's identity so that they would fit alongside tracks that were, remixed with her vocals in them to begin with. And also with, obviously, new shit. Anything to add?
Nah. Okay.
The talent and the production, right?
Yeah. He does all the work. I'm the talent.
Brian was asking about the 80s sound of the release and the retro sound we hear in the overall production. Was it a conscious choice to keep it that way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the whole gimmick, isn't it? It's to be, you know, that retro 80s synthwave thing. Because that's what's in now, right?
We're the cool kids.
We're the cool kids for once. And, well, I mean, everybody's doing that now. You heard, who did you just mention?
Freaking that new Taylor Swift song has her synthy kind of feel to it.
Yeah, her whole album is doing that.
Well, I don't know. I didn't listen to the album.
Daniel's review of it implied that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Daniel Speaks, the lobotomy baby guy.
Okay.
If anybody remembers him from the Nine Inch Nails forums, I'm Facebook friends with him. He's a cool guy. Isn't he part of EMG? Randall?
Daniel who?
Daniel Speaks.
Oh, yeah. You know,
he just hasn't done anything in a while.
He hasn't been around for a long time, but yeah, he's in there. I haven't heard from him for a long time, though. A lot of you guys came from the NIN forums. I actually was never over there, which kind of surprises me. But
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. That shocks me. Then what? Then how did this shit start? I mean, this is going to be a tangent now. But
yeah, now we're going off. That's okay, then.
Well, it spun off from a just like general musicians like group on Facebook I put together. And that group was crap. But
right, because public groups become crap.
But somehow I met, I don't even know how it happened, but I met Brian and Sean of Feed. And I know, like, they're a couple of the original EMG members when we were like, this group sucks, let's start one for electronic musicians. And that's where a lot of the NIN people came from, was from the forums through those guys.
Yeah, because we were already kind of forming, not a collective, but we were all just hanging out in that forum. And some of, like, there were people who would just link dump, and then there were people who actually fucking hung out and tried to do shit. And then there were people who are still there, and they suck.
Oh, yeah, it was called Musician Contacts. Brian just reminded me.
Wow, that's an awful name.
Oh, it was. It was. It was for sure. All right, what else? What else about this? Let's see.
Well, go back to the 80s thing. We try not to be completely boxed into that because we don't just like – it's not like I sit around listening to only New Wave all day, although somebody has been doing that lately.
So?
She wants stuff to rip off. But, you know, I mean, we like obviously Nine Inch Nails and, you know, old Gary Numan and shit, but also – you know, you're big on the Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's all that 90s shit that just gets noisy and weird. And we have the industrial and all that shit. And it's just like, if you put all of that in a blender and then put it through this 80s filter, it works. It becomes what Reapers is to me. And not just that, but we try to put those tribal drums in there every so often.
Oh, yeah, the tribal drums are fun. Sometimes they kind of get buried out.
Yeah, sometimes. But I'm bringing them back. We got a new song that actually has acoustic guitar in it for a lot of it.
And that one that we actually kind of stuck to almost the way we write our music to begin with.
Yeah, because that's actually a good way to go back to what Joe is saying right there, because he's asking what comes first, like the concept, the musical tones, sounds, and lyrics. I mean, it depends. I mean, Reapers started like with doing one song that sounded just the way it did, the title track of the first EP, Reapers. And we just kind of, we got a hold of the Korg that we own, and she wrote a little riff on it, and I put drums to it, and then it became what it was.
And sometimes, I mean, I don't know, it's weird.
For me, it always starts with titles.
For me, it's the total opposite of that.
Right.
Because our writing processes are weird. Because usually, like, he and I don't really ever sit, like, especially, like, lyrically and stuff. Like, there are some songs where, like, he's written all the lyrics to. There are some songs that I've written all the lyrics to. There are some songs that he's written lyrics to that I've changed and vice versa.
Well, I always try to make you change at least one so you...
so I can get my writing credit.
Yeah. Yeah, because I write all music and lyrics by Ensemble Six.
But I know, like, personally, with the ones that I write, they usually start off with me just sitting at my keyboard fucking around.
Yeah.
And almost...
On piano.
On piano. Yeah, almost always on piano, because that's just kind of how I have always written stuff. And then I'll just come up with a song, and a lot of times, I don't know, shit just pops in my head, and I write it down, and then... We both look at it together and we're like, okay, how can we make this into a Reapers song now?
Right, because we try to make every song in Reapers overarch in the theme. And I would actually say that the theme of Reapers is not just, oh, it's space. It's not that. It's, oh, here's this complicated space term. How can we flip that around to being an emotional thing?
Yeah.
Like Mobius strip on the thing. It's like, how do we wrap that around to being like about people's emotional problems?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
What's the big one you want to do?
What?
You keep telling me about it.
Oh, Nemesis Theory.
Yeah, Nemesis Theory. Like, so, like, she'll say that, and then we'll look it up on Wikipedia and be like, okay, now how do you apply
that
two people? But... Well, you know it because you watch fucking space documentaries on Netflix all night while I'm at work.
Anyway.
So that's how that happens. but usually when I write the song, I'll usually just start writing the lyrics first because that's just my process, and I know that's screwed up, but... Usually I start to write the lyrics, and usually what I'll do, if I start writing lyrics and I think it's going to be a Reapers song, I'll stop either before I get to the chorus or after I get to the first chorus, and then I'll bring it to her and be like, this is what I got, now you finish it.
Yeah.
There was some awesome remixes of your guys' material on this EP by other artists. Do you want to talk about how those remixes come about, contacting them and whatnot?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Space Disc Jackass, that's just him. I forget how this particular one came, but I mean, when I start a release, I open up a blank notepad file and I name it whatever the release is. I have it in front of me. It's just Reaper's Remix EP is what I originally called it. And the first draft had okay, I want a new song. So I have new song one. And then I have, whatever, blank space. And then I had four, Space Disc Jackass Remix. I just put it there and assumed that he would do one without even talking to him. because I know Joe, we're good. And then at some point he was like, hey, do you have anything that's female vocal heavy and about 100 BPM? And I'm like, stop describing Reapers and be more specific. And I sent him actually three different vocal tracks for three different songs. And he just kind of plugged in whatever made it work. And then we went back and forth and refined that one. But then, the other ones, I didn't write down the names. The Turbine Remix is by, and I'm going to butcher this, Actinide Complex. He's a guy I met just in the Synthwave Producers group on Facebook, mm-hmm. which I joined that. I found the Elite Synthwave Producer group. I finded it, and I joined it. And now I complain about things on there. But this guy, he was like, hey, I made this thing. Does anybody want to do any collaborations or anything like that? And I listened to it, and I'm like, wow, this is good. So I friended him, and I messaged him, and I'm like, this isn't really a collaboration, but I'm putting together a remix EP. Is that a thing that you want to do? And he was like, yeah. So I sent him the tracks, and 2 weeks later, it was done. He sent me the thing, and I was like, this is fucking awesome. And I'm definitely going to get at least another one from him or something. I'm going to keep him in my roster. And Hitachi, too, I forget exactly. I think I got put in touch with him through another guy. I forget the exact details, but basically I just approached him and was like, you want to trade remixes or, do something? And he was like, sure. And I sent him the files, and he did one, and that was it. And then comes to my end, the Xenostasis mix. That's by a guy named Neon Shutter. I ran into him on Tumblr, just kind of doing his cyberpunky synthwave stuff, and I really liked it. And I kept kind of badgering him, "Hey, dude, we should do something. We should collab on something. We should do remixes, so and so." And then I was finally putting together the thing, and I was like, what do you have that you can send me, and I can just do it? And he sent me, he was like, well, what do you want to do? And I listened to them all, and I was like, oh, Xenostasis, and I listened to it, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that has alien samples in it, and that's going to work. So I picked that one, and it did. I was completely right.
Yeah.
It's even labeled that way. So I put more alien samples in it. That alarm sound in it, that's right from the movie. And that is, I actually recorded that to tape, because that's how I sample things now. I sample really? Them onto cassette tape.
We're so fucking pretentious.
All the cool kids do tape now.
Yeah, I know.
So we have to do tape now, if we want to be cool.
Before I move on to a more relevant question. What would the Ben & Jerry's flavor of Reapers be?
Oh, God.
You had to see it sitting there. You knew I was going to ask.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I this whole time I've been like, shit, I don't have an... I've been quiet because I'm trying to figure out what kind of ice cream we would be. I don't know.
I like Joe's. Nemesis Theory, chocolate cosmic swirls with rainbow star sprinkles and chunks of despair. I like that one. That's official.
You know, you would think that ice cream would be something I could sit and talk about all night. I don't know. Do you have anything?
No. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Okay, then I wanted to ask about, since we're on the hipster thing, how much analog work do you do in the production then?
None.
Well, you sample movies to cassette tape. That's some analog work.
I guess, but then it goes into digital.
Yeah. I mean, that's just assumed, I guess. I mean, yeah. I guess I just assume it.
Did you do any
cassette-style mastering this time around? I know you've done that.
No, because I figured doing it to the tape itself will have that.
I guess you're probably right.
Like, when you buy it and get the tape, it'll already have that on it. So if I put it on it, it would be weird.
No, it needs to sound like fifth generation recording dubbed over and over again.
Oh, that'll.
That's how you be authentic.
Well, the other time I did a tape, I literally bought cases from Goodwill to ship them out in.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we did do that. Oh, fond memories.
Then I'm not sure how analog the Korg is. It's a Korg Poly 800 too. I think the official line is that it's analog oscillators with digital readout.
Okay, sure.
Or something. Because when you'd use it, it's not analog. It's in steps. It's like, you know, divided into 16 or whatever the fuck. So it doesn't have any knobs. Which makes it no fun to play with.
Yeah, I kind of just like punch
but,
it in and
but
like, what
at least
does that
I can
sound
save,
like?
Yeah, but you can at least save the files, which is the other thing. But, no, I want to get something else. I want to get something with knobs.
Yeah, knobs.
Needle I'm with molds. You there. All right, Space Disc Jockey has another one. For guitars and stuff, do you use physical amps, digital amps, or a combination?
Well, it's both now, because... normally for my shit, it's entirely, well, I guess it applies to this. For rhythm guitars, I usually do totally digital amps. I use the Line 6 stuff because I have a Line 6 box. I think it's called a Guitar Port GX. They don't even make it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
I think they've just redone it, but they call it something else now. Anyway, the software with it, it's pretty good. I've had it for about since 2007, 2008, something like that. So I've gotten pretty good at using it now and figuring out what sounds good and what doesn't. But I've started, if I have any like lead guitar or solos, I've started just playing through my amp because I can't get really good feedback on the Line 6 stuff. So I've just started playing right through my amp and just cranking it as loud as I can and putting the microphone up to it. And I think, I'm not sure if there, no, in Turbine, all the guitar was, it was all digital. It was all Line 6. But in The Glory off the regular album, that was all amp. So, it's both.
All right, and the live question again. I know we talked about this a couple months ago, but do you guys have any plans to play live? Has this progressed at all?
No, not really. We're trying.
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
We desperately want to be able to do live stuff, but it's just a matter of there's no people around here.
We do have more
cables
that are helping now. I finally have a MIDI to USB cable.
Yeah.
So once I have a laptop that is reliable, that'll be better off there. And the other thing, the Korg is an unreliable piece of shit.
Yeah, I love the Korg, but...
Some of the keys don't work.
Yeah, it goes out of tune a lot.
Well, I don't have the right power supply for it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it just resets in the middle of it, and it doesn't stay in tune right. And... I'm also finding that it doesn't respond too well to MIDI from the computer sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I will tell it to play an A and it plays a D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I spent about a half hour trying to fucking record, like, a pad the other day, and that didn't work out. But we're trying. I want to get somewhere within, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe this summer we'll have something.
Maybe. I mean, if we could figure out a way to make it work that's just me and you,
It's possible, but we need to... what is more likely is we talked last time about, like, live streaming in studio, kind of just jam session rehearsal whatevers, and that is more likely.
Yeah, that's something that could happen.
That is more likely to happen.
Yeah.
That would be great. That is something, like I mentioned at the beginning, after all the clusterfuck with the technical errors, there's some other software I'm looking at that looks more promising, and it'll put out a higher bit rate, so it should, like, come across to YouTube at a higher quality than Hangouts usually does.
Oh, good.
But there's just a matter of, like, figuring out how it all works and, like, pulling in a feed from, like, you guys, so, you know, a remote location.
Right.
But, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, and I would just do it with you and keep that going instead of splitting off and doing it myself.
Jumping over to another question. If you could kidnap any person and force them to be a part of Reapers, who would it be? What would they contribute, and how would you kidnap them? Yeah, Space Disc Jockey, of course.
Fuck you, Joe 25.
Wow.
Well, it wouldn't be anybody who would contribute any vocals, because what would be the point?
Aw.
Not that you're, like, super amazing, but that's the brand identity. We gotta stick to that.
Yeah. Apparently the identifying feature of this brand is me.
It is. Without you, this is just...
Who are we kidnapping?
Perturbator.
Oh, yeah. I would... Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. That would be awesome.
How would we kidnap Perturbator? Well, first off, you know...
Well, first we need some animal head masks.
And a DeLorean.
Of course.
Yeah, we can't do this without a DeLorean. Yeah.
There we go. Okay, that's like two-thirds of a plan.
Yeah, we've got...
Once we get that, then we'll evaluate where our next step is.
Well, I mean, I don't know. What would be, like, the most cliche, awful 80s way to kidnap somebody?
Well, we get them to run a summer camp, and then... Then, you know, we hire a lot of hot women to have sex with him, and then it's getting more and more expensive all the time.
Yeah.
The benefit, like, for that amount of money, we could probably just hire him.
Right.
See, now we got space.
Apparently a DeLorean only seats two.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
There's a trunk. Is there a trunk? Maybe
the trunk is in the front.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you not know that?
No.
The engines of a DeLorean are in the back.
They're in the back. Yeah.
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 Like a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Volkswagen.
There's a trunk.
or as they would say in Europe, the boot.
Anyway.
All right. Let's see, I've run out of questions.
Did we?
Okay, we'll go simple. What's next for Reapers? What's your plan from here?
New full length. I wrote in my notes, like, July 2015, so...
We've been kind of on a roll with that right now, though.
Well, I mean...
It could be sooner, or around then.
Or we could lose steam and have to wait until July, so...
Yeah.
But we have, counting Novaria, we have five songs.
Five, I think. Wait.
I have
Novaria,
five.
Novaria, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, five.
Yeah. So, and then there, I have like ideas for like two more that are kind of just short instrumentals and not really tracks, because that's something I want to do, is beef it out a little more conceptually.
Yeah.
And make it more of a thing and less, here's, you know, 10, 12 songs.
Bunch of songs that we started to put together.
Right.
I'm super excited about the ones that we have mostly done for this.
Yeah, you know? and they're not, we just kind of made them up. I have to restrain
myself so hard to like not talk too much about them.
Well, I mean, yeah. But I mean, there's five, and four of them have like all the vocals recorded and everything so far, or something resembling that. So there's that. And I'm like I said, I'm shooting for July. Somewhere in between there, I'm going to do my shit.
Yeah.
That no one cares about. But all the songs for the new Onslaught 6 have kind of been like half written for years now. So I'm just kind of purging them and putting them together. And I don't know. I'm not really in the right space for it right now, but we'll see what happens.
Kind of a random question. I don't recall if we talked about this last time, but do you guys plan to do any, music videos? Are you at all interested in anything like that?
Yeah.
Yes, we're doing a video.
We are planning on doing a video for the next album.
I've got the whole thing, and Joe's going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if Joe knows that.
Yeah,
but...
no, I told him.
Oh, did you?
He does now.
He'd be even better now. He'd be like, wait, what? No, we talked about it the other day. It's super simple fucking chroma key.
Yeah, it's not going to be anything like some kind of huge production, but it's
A video, and it will look better than my live action video.
Oh, God.
5 years ago.
Do you listen to your own stuff, or do you just shelve it and go on to the next?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? I think I listen to myself more than anything else, but I'm extremely vain. Yeah,
well, isn't that really the point, is to make things that you like?
That's what I like to do.
So that's why I also do that. But here's the thing. Part of it is like, it's both, because, when I'm listening to it a shitload while I'm making it, and then after it comes out, I'll listen to it for like another month, and then I start to move on. And after I've moved on, like, I don't really go back and listen to Termina, for example, but I will every once in a while,
right,
to make sure that it didn't suck in retrospect.
Yeah. The problem, though, like, with me is, like, if I do get in one, I'm like, oh, I want to listen to that thing that I made. Like, once in a while, I'll, like, listen to stuff from Turbine, and I'll listen to it and listen to it and listen to it, and be like, oh, fuck, what? I don't like that. And then I start nitpicking all the stuff,
yeah.
But it's kind of too late now to really do anything, so.
That's what the remaster in 5 years is for. or when we make it big on that sweet, sexy label.
Oh, yeah.
That would be gracious enough to reissue our entire back catalog. Yeah. That'll happen.
I'm distracted by some of Joe's comments.
The video will include 5-minute intro sequence by Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro.
That's how it's spelled.
That's how it's spelled, so that's how I'm saying it.
Oh my God.
If he don't fucking want people to mispronounce his name, maybe he should change it to something that's spelled.
Guillermo del Taco.
Bastard for iTunes. That's funny.
All right. I'm totally blanking. I had a good one. Yeah, it's gone. What have you guys been listening to lately? What's your current thing?
No.
Me?
Yeah.
Other than yourself, of course.
Other than myself. Well, I don't know. I got bored the other day and I got a new phone. And it was like, listen to Slacker Radio. And I was like, okay. And I found this thing that was like the 101 greatest new wave artists or whatever. I'm like, oh, whatever. Oh,
nice.
So that's been playing in the bathroom when I get ready for work. Some Susie and the Banshees I've been listening to lately. God, I sound so pretentious about everything that I like.
I've been listening to the band that shall not be named.
What? Proto Man?
Yeah, well, okay, fine. They put out an 80s cover album, so I've been listening to that.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
I was trying hard not to bring them up, but okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've mentioned them every time you've been on the show. Hey, that's all right, though, man. Like, that's your band.
What dirty secret music you're ashamed of liking? Well, this morning, Randy proved to me that she knows all the words to Faint by Linkin Park.
I do. I'm serious about this. I want to do a Reaper's Linkin Park cover album. Fuck you guys. I'm going to make this happen.
Okay. To expand on that, are you going to cover one album, or is it going to be like a compilation of covers?
It's going to be a compilation of covers.
Every Linkin Park song.
It'll be every Linkin Park song ever, all of them.
The entire discography. Including that, what's that cool one? The
cold
the
one?
The Blood in the Snow, the old one.
Oh, shit, what is that one?
Oh, I forget.
I don't know either.
Look that up.
That one that was cool.
It's not even technically
this
Linkin
whole
Park.
Idea started because I was driving home from work and my car won't let me listen to music on my phone anymore, so I had the radio on. Because, God, why else would I listen to the radio?
Right.
But anyway, and Linkin Park came on, and I don't even remember which Linkin Park song it was, but I was like, wow, you know what? I'll bet if I, like, made this Reaper-y, it would be really cool. And then I was like, why don't I just do that to all of them? But no, let's see. Oh, I probably have more guilty pleasure music than I can name regular music than I listen to. Like, you know how we were talking about Taylor Swift earlier? Like, I haven't listened to that much of the new stuff she's put out other than, like, the singles, I guess, that play on the radio work and stuff, but I listened to the new single Style, and admittedly, I really liked it. I did. I like it. I like it.
Well, see, here's the other thing. You'll do that, but then I'll be listening to the radio, and I'm like, hey, this absolutely terrible song, they say things about space in it. Well, that's neat.
I don't know.
And that, there's that fucking, what's that one shitty one that I like?
What shitty one that you fucking like a lot?
Well, there you go. the stripper song.
Oh, Porn Star Dancing.
Yeah,
you like love that song. He loves that song.
Here's the thing. It's not like, ooh, that's my jam. It's more like, if I was good, like, okay.
No, you totally
no,
are like
listen,
that.
Listen,
no.
I'm a working man's musician, okay? Reapers isn't going to play shitty bars out here and make any money.
No.
But if you go out and play Porn Star Dancing, that's going to work.
Reapers cover Porn Star Dancing. It's going to happen now.
No. But if you play it in a traditional cover band setup, that's going to work. And that song is not afraid about what it is. It's not. It says right in the fucking title. It's like, it's going to be a terrible song. So, okay, it's not, it doesn't have any aspirations to be more than what it is, like a lot of this terrible music that exists. Because, like, all those other, like, Nickelback pretends like that it's actually good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
Porn Star Dancing doesn't. No, it doesn't, because it knows. It knows. It's self-aware of how terrible it is.
All right, jumping back to a question. Any plans to approach a label? I know we talked a little bit about that last time, too, but anything new on that end?
I don't really send shit out. I'm not good at it. Because here's the thing. I'm not good at the whole blind submission thing. Because what do you put in that email? You know? Hi, I'm a guy who's sending you things that you get 500 of every day. you know, mm-hmm. what am I going to do? You can't, there's nothing you can do. And if you send somebody a CD or something, that's going to end up in a fucking trash can. Nobody cares. The best you're going to get is somebody who's going to take your stuff and be like, okay, we're going to take this and want to control the hell out of you. Or best case scenario, you'll get somebody who's going to manufacture your merch for you and not do anything. And that's what I want. But the fact is, there's not a whole lot of people who are going to do that out there. Mm-hmm. And the people that do are... Because here's the thing. We can't do anything right, can we? We can't just be, oh, synthwave is a thing? All right, we have to do synthwave then. But we have to throw lady vocals on it. And not whiny lady vocals like everybody else would. We have to do your... Like... We have to be ballsy and not give a fuck.
Yeah.
And push the boundaries because we're not happy with anything. I can't just be a thrash metal guy. I have to be the thrash metal nerd guy. You know what I mean? I can't just be like, oh, it's thrash metal. No, it has to be thrash metal about Transformers and RoboCop.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a very small market for that.
I mean... I feel like at least the way the songs that I write anyway, they're kind of broad enough that you can apply them to more situations than they're actually about.
Right, and that's the big thing that I try and do.
Right, remember whenever we first started, like very, very, very first started, I was all like, no, we aren't going to do anything nerdy, no nerd references, this isn't that kind of thing, blah, 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 and then that's exactly what it turned into.
That was even before the song Reapers.
Yeah.
It was just, we were writing. And just trying.
We couldn't like gel at all.
No, we couldn't.
Oh,
because
it was
so bad. You were so picky.
I was extremely picky. I was.
Like, no, it has to be this. It has to be that. And I was just like, I
micromanaged like every single solitary itty bitty thing.
You did. And once you handed over the reins to me and became the talent, where you didn't give so much of a shit.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. A lot of that was, even though I've taken over the production and all that, and like about half the songwriting, it's not like I tell you what to do
mm-hmm.
necessarily. It's always 50-50. What are they?
Yeah, what is
happening? I'm a Nigerian prince. I need to transfer my music to you. Lady vocals.
All right, let's talk about this album release again a little bit more. That's coming out the 28th. Where can people find this once it comes out?
It'll be on reapers.bandcamp.com. We also have the domain reapersband.net now, and that's why the font doesn't work on the page anymore, apparently. Because it's not Tumblr, so Tumblr doesn't like the font.
Anyway, you can buy it on Bandcamp.
Yeah. All right. The tape, when it comes out, I don't have the tapes yet, obviously. So the tape itself, it's marked as a pre-order, and there are only going to be 10. So
Only 10 of them.
That is a limited run.
So if everybody watching this now buys one, you'll have bought half of them.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you want to really up your
I'm not even
obscure
sure we're
electronic indie musician cred,
you better
buy one of these.
Buy one of them.
I was kind of really excited when you sent me the audio files to play tonight, because it was just two audio files, and it's Novera tape side A and tape side B. I was super excited. I was like, oh, wow, okay, nice.
Yeah, well, I sent them... I had already uploaded them to give to the guy. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know. There are no college radio DJs out here. There are none.
No.
There are no colleges out here.
There's colleges, but they're not the types that would have radio stations.
No. I mean, the IUP station has one, but they suck.
Yeah, we have St. Fran. We have Catholic College.
Catholic College. No, the best radio thing we have is the goddamn Backyard Rocker Homegrown, whatever it's called.
We can't lump Reapers in with that.
We wouldn't.
It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work at all. He wouldn't. Yeah, he'd probably just laugh at it.
They will play. No, they fucking won't. You don't know this audience, dude.
If it ain't like a song about like American Sniper, then it's not gonna get played out here. We're not in the right. I mean, I think we complain about this, and here we go again on my whole pretentious high horse train. But we're just not even remotely in the right area for the type of thing that we do. No. Not even close.
You think I would make money if I wrote a song about American Sniper?
I could
do that. I'll sell out. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
I'm trying to get paid.
Anyway. I don't think anybody's even writing a song about
American
that.
Sniper.
I was just like, what's everybody around here talking about right now?
Brian asks if there's any plans for digital distribution like Spotify or Pandora or anything like that. He's a big Spotify user and enjoys when bands have their stuff on Spotify.
No, because that costs money. Like, I actually had somebody else on the Facebook page. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, you told me about it.
On the Facebook page who asked the same question. He's like, why aren't you guys on Spotify? And it's like, I looked into it because I'm like, all right, clearly this is still going to be a thing. It's not a flash in the... Because here's the thing. I don't want to just put Reapers on goddamn everything. Because some of these services might not be around in 2 or 3 years, or people might not be using them. I definitely don't want to put it on Reverb Nation because they suck. I put things on SoundCloud because that Bandcamp and SoundCloud are the big two. And I do put things on SoundCloud, even though the upload interface is terrible.
Yeah, there's a lot terrible about SoundCloud, but it's still not a bad option.
Yeah, it's popular in usage, and I completely understand why. But the other thing, what was I saying? Spotify. I'm pretty sure you need to be registered with BMI or ASCAP to do it, and we are not because that costs money, and I don't.
You don't have to be.
You don't have to be.
We can talk more about that later if you want. But it's not. It's really not that bad to get on there.
Okay, but iTunes definitely costs money. And
they all cost some money, but
right. And I like the profit margin. It's not even profit.
Oh, there's no profit. I'll just tell you that right now.
The profit margin just on Bandcamp and shit, like the money we make is nothing. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that we even sell the t-shirts and stuff is just enough to break even on the CDs sometimes. And the tapes, actually. The tapes are, and the artwork for this, are entirely funded by the t-shirts that we sold.
Yeah.
So far. Which, if you haven't bought one, you should, because they look awesome, and they photograph really well.
Yeah, they look a lot cooler in pictures.
No, they also look cool in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll be like, hey, you'll be walking around town like, look at my obscure t-shirt, and everyone will be like, wow,
my
that's cool.
Obscure handmade bleached t-shirt.
Yeah.
That we probably made on the kitchen floor.
It is on the kitchen floor and the walls of our hallway. And did I do it in the sink some? Yes. Mm-hmm. So everywhere, basically.
I remember just getting out of bed one day and the whole house smelled like paint and bleach, and there were just t-shirts everywhere.
I did like 5 that day.
Yeah.
Because we were gearing up for MAGFest.
Yeah.
And we sold almost all of them?
All but one?
Yeah. So that was good.
We're going way off track.
No, that's all right. I enjoy having you guys on because usually, for the most part, I can just let you guys go and sit back.
Yeah.
See, that's what works about having two people.
Yeah.
We just talk to each other.
Just talk to each other, and I makes my job easy.
Yeah.
Um, I don't know. I suppose we could probably wrap this up to the space. What's you? Yeah, yeah. What's your MySpace?
Fuck you. MySpace.com.
Oh, you know what? I did used to have a music MySpace back in the...
I know.
Oh,
I
I'm not telling anybody about it because it's embarrassing as shit.
I still
but...
want to revive that one song about nice guys.
No.
Oh, come on. It was hilarious and it's so relevant now.
Yeah, you know, I did listen to it like... probably like 6 months ago or something. I was just
good song. And we should redo it. Not even as Reapers.
I used to have a thing that I was probably like 17 or 18. And I was an angry teenager who thought I was Amanda Palmer. So I wrote all these songs and on my piano and like yelled a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad a lot of that writing influence kind of went away.
Yeah, it wasn't really working for me.
No, it wasn't.
It really wasn't. Nah.
No, you work much better when you write about space.
Yeah.
And having steel in your eyes, apparently.
Yeah, that's skin.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm trying to read your flowery-ass handwriting.
Which, that's, whenever we do the inevitable Kickstarter, Indiegogo, etc., that's going to be a reward tier right there.
What is?
$25, we will have Randy handwrite out a page of lyrics from your favorite Reaper song.
I do have awesome handwriting.
Well, that'll be a reward right there.
It's my favorite compliment. I'm serious. My favorite compliment in the whole world is when people tell me they like my handwriting. I have wonderful handwriting.
That'll be right there. You signed that one CD the other day, and you signed it all nice and flowery, and then I scrawled my shit on it.
Yeah.
That was good.
Nobody's here to talk about handwriting.
Are they here to talk about fonts? Because...
Oh, man. I do like to see how long you guys will just go on these different topics.
No, you know what? The fucking font on Novaria, the N is... I had to make that N because the N... I didn't like the N that came with the font.
Okay, I will jump in on this font discussion because... I don't know how... At one point, you sent me that font for whatever reason. Yeah. Now, if you check out... Oh, of course the text is going to go off the screen here. I have the little scrolling text, which will come.
Yeah, we saw it.
That is not your font. I tried it with your font, and your font has no letter or no numbers. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah, it doesn't have any numbers.
Yeah, it doesn't. Actually, that's because the font that I'm using is not the commercial version.
Okay. Well, I was going to use it here, so it was all cohesive with your cover, but it
looks fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it fits the theme.
Yeah, we saw that and we were like, oh, look at it. It's a scrolly. Scrolling down there.
Oh, yeah, fancy. Scrolly. Slowly, you know.
Now, hey, that's totally like.
If we could get that 1 hour delay start time down, then we might have a halfway professional show.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
That was my fault.
Yeah.
But I should have known better. I thought, you know, I have a new computer system, so I was like, maybe it'll work better now.
No, nope.
It's the same.
Well, I had to re-download the plugin because in between the last time we talked, I completely ruined my entire Windows install trying to put iTunes on it, so that was fun.
We thought we lost the computer.
We did.
Yeah.
We did for a couple of fucking days there.
Goddamn iTunes.
2015. Yeah, I'm going to stab you in the face for saying that. It's 2015. We have to take a stand.
Oh, God. You did it now. You did it now.
That's all space disc jockey.
I know.
He has this argument with somebody every single day. I swear
anytime
to fucking
I
God.
Hear 2015, I'm like, why can't you say 2015? Because that makes sense. You don't say 19,095.
1,995.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
19,095. Yeah. That's like 15,000 years in the future or something.
It is
like
late,
that.
Even though this is normally when I would be at work.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And this is probably what you think about when you're stocking shelves.
Fucking 2020.
This is what fuels you, huh?
No, what fuels me is podcasts, because you can only listen to 8 gigs of music for so long before you want to blow your brains out, as good as it is.
That is true. That is true.
But podcasts get updated, like, weekly, so.
That is, yeah, dude, that's my week as well. Podcasts, like, all the time. Yeah. All right, let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah, we should.
Again, Novera out the 28th, which is this coming Saturday. Get it at, I'm sorry, reapersband.bandcamp or
reapers.bandcamp.com.
Okay, and it's reapersband.net for your...
Right. Yes. And on Twitter, we are at VandReapers. Good thing we got the consistent brand identity there with the... Are we Reapers Band or are we Band Reapers? Shit, goddamn.
All right,
and on, what are we on? Oh, I guess on Tumblr, it's just the reapersband.net.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you have the Tumblr synced up to the...
And it is just Reapers Band on... Yeah, it is just reapersband.tumblr.com, which is just going to take you to reapersband.net.
And we got a Facebook page.
Yes, we do. I think it's just Reapers Band, or maybe it's Band Reapers. It's all linked from the Tumblr.
It is all linked from the Tumblr.
And we also have SoundCloud. That's on there. And we do have YouTube, which does not have that much on it.
I think it just has the...
It just has the first EP.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have Turbine on it yet.
But you guys are going to do a video, and it's going to be awesome.
We are going to do a video.
We are. That's
got some ideas. Going to be playing keyboards in it.
A little baby plan happening.
A little baby plan.
That's a baby plan.
Band of Reapers, yes.
Wait, what did you... It's Reapers, right?
Yeah.
I heard something different.
No, Joe just said Band of Reapers.
Okay. You're going to make a very bold title change.
I hope not at this fucking point.
We are Band of Reapers!
All right. Anything else before we sign off of here?
I don't think so. I think that's...
Yeah, I think we're
that's
good.
It. Novaria, February 28th.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
To us.
We're good. This was fun.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on, guys. I really enjoy having you guys on.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the fact that I can sit back and let you guys talk, but, like, you guys are excellent guests, and it's always pretty entertaining, so... I enjoy doing these live shows with you guys.
We like doing them.
Yeah, we get them out there and get the promo on. Because here's the thing, I come to you and I'm like, hey, I got new shit. Fucking put me on. And do the other guys do that?
No. You know what? And some of them are listening. They don't, and they need to. That is my thing. I will offer up so much free promotion, but you guys take advantage of it. And here we are.
Yeah, well, and not just that, but I'm here's the thing with you guys. Because I'm doing this, now other people who don't pay attention to EMG normally are looking at it right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or will be in the couple days that follow this, because it's like 1 in the morning here. But they will be, so they'll be aware that EMG is a thing. So when you guys come on, they'll be aware of you.
Oh yeah, promotion. It's a two-way street.
Yeah,
it's not totally selfless here, but you know, it's better.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It's more interesting to go on here and play the thing than if we had just done it on our own, because I know me. I would have just played it, and we would not have talked at all.
There it is, guys. That's the thing.
Not even. It would just play it, and that would be all. I would have just uploaded the video. And then deleted it an hour later.
Hope you got that.
All right. I'm not sure what kind of note that is to end it on. I think it's a good one.
Yeah. We'll go with that. Yeah, let's go with that.
But, all right, we're going to go ahead and sign off of here. You guys take it easy. Everybody check out the music. Buy the album, because it's going to sound a lot better than anything that this Google Hangouts is going to stream to YouTube. So as much as I don't mind...
Oh, actually, it will be free. Like, the download is going to be free.
We'll download the album for free. Oh, that's, you can't get any better than that.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't mention that.
Except for a limited 1 in 10 cassette. Or all
Yeah, you can do that. I don't think we're going to put it on CD after either.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
Nice.
So just tape if you want a physical thing that you can hold. It'll be that tape. 10 of them, they're going to be gone. I don't even think I'm going to be able to keep one.
Maybe not. We'll have to make our own. We'll make our own. We'll dub our own.
I probably will do that. I'm not going to lie. I have all these extra tapes that I didn't use from the last one.
All right. And I have no outro music set up, so it's going to be real awkward. We're just going to end this.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. You're just going to go away.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Acapella. Acapella outro. Hit it.
I don't remember how the rest of it goes.